This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USAprepares.com. And we've got Gwyneth Isaacs with us, and she is in Australia. Gwyneth, welcome.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Hey, thank you for staying up late. What time is it in your neck of the woods?
It's just after 3 a.m. in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, but I've got the kettle boiling and the fire on, and so I'm sitting in for an hour.
Great. Thank you for being with us. And joining us is Mike Parsons in Tennessee. Welcome, Mike.
Greetings, Vincent, and greetings, Gwyneth. And Gwyneth, when you have time, please email me if you've got a good contact number. I'd like to talk to you after the show, if possible.
Okay, that'd be great. I'll get on the phone to you after I get off the air. I think I've got your number here. Yep.
Wonderful. And you know, both of you are facing threats from the government. Gwyneth, you've been harassed, and Mike Parsons, you've been harassed and jailed and imprisoned for not doing anything, I understand, to be wrong. It's just that the system is picking on you. So why don't we start with Gwyneth in Australia. Gwyneth, what is the latest? Give us a thumbnail about your current situation and what is happening to you and what you've done about it.
Okay. Well, I still am facing criminal damages charges for, criminally damaging a road train that T-boned me back in July. Now, we drive on the left-hand side of the road here, and I was basically heading to do some grocery shopping in town. For those who don't know, I live on a small holding of about 60 acres, and this particular town, I live in between two towns. This town's about 40 kilometres from where we live. And I just had a coffee and was doing some emails at the roadhouse, and I was heading into town to do some grocery shopping, and this road train came up behind me, and he was travelling, that's a prime mover, okay, like an 18-wheeler, came up behind me, and he was so close I couldn't see his headlights in my rear vision mirror. And I said, oh, gosh, I don't like this. And so I indicated to turn to the right, and I couldn't really slow down that much, so I had to do the turn at about, around about 40 kilometres an hour. But the right-hand lane ahead of me, you know, coming the opposite direction, was clear. So I said, right, I'm going to get out of this guy's way. And as I swung around to turn into a side road to the right, this road train swung out, crossed the double line that's a no-overtaking line, and went to overtake me on the right and T-boned me. And the local police at Wedderburn and Englewood for, you know, quite some time before this have absolutely hated me. And they are doing me for criminally they're trying to do me for criminally damaging this road train that T-boned me. Meanwhile, the road train driver, I can see no evidence that he was ever given so much as a breathalyzer. No drug test, no alcohol test. There was no forensic investigation of the crash scene. And it's only by the grace of God and his guardian angels that I'm even alive, because I'm sure there's lots of people out there who have been T-boned by 18-wheelers who have not walked away, even if they were only going like 50 or 60 kilometres an hour when they impacted. It's not fun.
Mike, do you have any comments?
Well, the passing on the right would be, I guess, equivalent to passing on the left.
Yes.
Here. And if you had, did you have a turn signal on?
Yep.
Okay.
The road train driver is trying to make out that I indicated to the left when I did not indicate to the left.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, and if you've given notice, he because he is behind you, has, was this a two-lane road or a four-lane road or what?
No, it's a major highway, but it's running through a small country town, so it goes down to two lanes.
Okay, where you were located, was it two lane at the time?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's one lane going one direction, one lane coming directly at you, correct?
Over here, it's a double white line, which means no indicating. Oh, and by the way, this all happened on a railway line as well. I just crossed over the railway line, and he would have had to do his manoeuvre while he was on the railway line.
Okay.
It seems
as though he had a duty to yield the right of way to the traffic in front of him, and his passing you without completely dangerous driving. Yeah, well, and because there was no witnesses there other than you and him, it's basically a civil matter. It's not a criminal matter. They can't prove criminality because they can't prove intent. And so their whole argument, well, if it was nothing but a true, based on real law, common law courtroom, which it's not, you wouldn't even have a case, but because this is an administrative court trying to engage you in commerce for the benefit of the corporation, the whole thing is a fraud from the very beginning, and as you've asserted earlier in many
Absolutely.
Of your broadcasts, you're not a party of their corporation. You're not a subject of theirs. You've given them notice to this, and they're still pursuing you because they, you know,
they have guns and I don't.
Right, they're hoping that at some point you will not respond. And if you don't respond, then they act under the presumption that you've accepted their offer and they proceed against you. But as long as you keep giving notice, and I want to hear you tell us about a couple of weeks ago, you went into court on Friday, and I want to hear what happened there because you're still obviously with us. You're not locked up. So I'd like to find out what happened there if you can share with us.
Okay. Well, basically what happened a few weeks ago, this was before Christmas, I did have a court appearance, okay? Now, the cops around here, they have an administrative whatever it is that they call it that is completely against habeas corpus. And British common law going back hundreds of years, where they do not have to serve you a summons into your hand. If they send it to a P.O. box or your letterbox or whatever, apparently that's good enough for them. Now, I wish to assert here it's not good enough, okay? If you want to get a summons through a court appearance, because that leaves a wide-open door for all sorts of entrapment. And that was what they did with me. They claimed I had a court appearance, and I knew nothing about it. Okay, I had not received any notification into my hand of this court appearance, And, of course, the courts are a fraud anyway. There wasn't even a magistrate there. It was a registrar, okay? And from what I gather, there was not even a magistrate in the courthouse on that day. And this is a town, Bendigo, which has a population of about 120,000 people. And that stinks to high heaven when you've got a courthouse and there's not even a magistrate. And here guys pleading, they were totally unaware that this guy's, well, they knew that he wasn't a magistrate, but they didn't know their rights, okay? Now, what I said, the prosecutor called me across to one side and said, well, how do you plan to plead? And I said, well, we had a bit of a discussion, but to cut a long story short, I said, well, you work for a private corporation, and I refuse to consent to contract with you. And this prosecutor actually dropped the F-bomb, okay, when he heard that, because he knew that I was speaking the truth. That is actually true. Now, the registrar, I said, I don't even know what sort of court I'm getting judged under here. And he said, oh, this is a criminal court. Now, the other thing that they're trying to do me for is putting out fraudulent number plates. Now, they're not fraudulent because I refuse to consent to contract with VicRoads, which is the roads board here, because they're also a private corporation, and they are running an extortion racket. And for me to put their stupid little piece of aluminium plate on the front of my vehicle is going to cost me 2 weeks' wages from my job. And that is at their supposed discount rate. Last I heard, it was about $273 per annum for motor vehicle registration. And that's without a trailer. If you want a trailer, that's going to be about the same sum over again. So if I want to have a one-ton truck and a trailer, that is going to cost me 1 month's wages from my position that I have, okay? Now, I own my own land, but I'm, it's difficult with the cash flow situation for everybody out there at the moment, okay? It's just ridiculous. And I'd like to talk about this a bit more, about the whole motor vehicle registration and how they're absolutely sucking the economy dry, because it's not just me. I've found out that it's just about everyone out there.
Gwyneth, hold that thought. Mike Parsons, hold your thoughts. We'll be right back after a few short commercial announcements. This is USA Prepares. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, many of you know that the vehicles that I drive are old. And I have a car that is 17 years old. And I was considering buying a separate set of, an extra set of wheels for this vehicle. And it's an all-wheel drive vehicle. And I like to have aggressive tires for the winter and smoother tires for the rest of the year. And I like the idea of having an extra set of wheels. And when you have an all-wheel drive vehicle, all the tires have to be the same, otherwise you'll tear up the transfer case. And that's an expensive proposition. So I priced a set of wheels for this particular vehicle, and it's $400 for the set and $400 for the tires. That's a total of $800. And I thought about it, and I said, you know, no, I'm not going to do it. So for $2,200 more than the wheels and the tires, I bought another vehicle. And it's a diesel. For $3,000, I bought an old Mercedes diesel. And it's in great shape. And here's the problem. I went to register this darn thing, and I had to pay sales tax again. So the first guy that bought it paid sales tax. The second guy that bought it paid sales tax. I had to pay sales tax. So it's a criminal racket. Now, how much did it cost me to register and have this thing inspected? About 10% of what I paid for the vehicle. 10% in order not to be harassed on the road. And I believe we've talked about extortion in this broadcast. So if you go to Wikipedia, here's what it says about extortion. Extortion, also called shakedown, out wrestling, and It's a criminal offense of obtaining money, property, or services from an institution through coercion. It's sometimes euphemistically referred to as a protection racket, since the racketeers often phrase their demands as payment for protection from real or hypothetical threats from unspecified parties. Extortion is commonly practiced by organized crime groups. Okay? So that's what is happening to us. If we don't get our vehicles registered and tagged with license plates, this group of armed enforcers, thugs, will approach us and make our life miserable at the point of a muzzle of a gun. And that's what you're talking about, isn't it, Gwyneth?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about, you know. And what makes it even worse is that criminally minded types who have never actually been arrested, they find their way into police academies and they, you know, do all the work and they graduate and they get a badge, okay, which enables them to use the force of the supposed government to actually set up their racketeering scam locally. And then things can start to get really bad because they act exactly like the mafia, okay? Now, you know, for those listeners who are new to the show, my husband, whose name was Archie, he before he became a Christian, he was involved in the Melbourne underworld, okay? And after he became a Christian, he went to Bible college and gained his minister's qualifications and then began preaching to the gangsters, thugs, prostitutes, drug dealers that had been his former associates, some of them. And some of them also became Christians. And it's a quite a, you know, there's not many people doing that sort of work, but boy, is it needed. So when I was married to him, I got to meet some of his friends. And, you know, I got to learn a little bit of how that world operates, you know, from the sidelines. But it's sort of like if you sit on the sidelines of a baseball field long enough, you don't have to play baseball, but you get to know how it's played, right? Well, that was the situation that I was in. And there's one cop in particular here. His name
Hold that thought. We're going into a break. And tell us more about sitting on the sidelines learning about how the mob works. We'll be right back.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross. And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is in Australia. Mike Parsons is in Tennessee. Gwyneth, you were telling us about the mob and a particular cop. Please continue.
Yeah. His name is Brad Hyatt. Okay. And I'll tell you about this guy. When he was in high school, he was the school bully. Okay. And I know this because I had a boyfriend at one time, and my boyfriend's son used to go to school with Brad Hyatt. Okay? And at that time, I was going out with this guy. You know, the name's pretty distinct. That's B-R-A-D. Last name is H-I-A-T-T. Okay, so make sure you put that on your website. This guy, Brad Hyatt, about a year ago, okay, he punched a woman so hard who lives in the local town that his fist penetrated through the abdominal muscle in her stomach and actually landed inside her abdominal cavity. And then he arrested this woman for assault. Now, I'm about 6 foot tall. I would say Brad's about as tall as what I am, and he's got a bald head, okay? This woman, who is a friend of mine, she would be, I don't know, about 5 foot tall. And from what I gather, he basically put this woman in hospital and then charged her with assaulting him. And she just the other day, let me know that she's now off her good behavior bond of 12 months that Brad put her onto. Now, for that reason, I think that, well, Victoria Police does have a complaints department, and from what I gather, quite a number of people have been complaining about Brad Hyatt. Okay, but my concern is that even after he loses his badge, that he will still, I think that he's got, I believe the technical term is goods on quite a lot of people who live locally, and that he will continue, even if he loses his badge, to operate as a local mafioso, including wielding power over the rest of the officers, both in Wedderburn and Inglewood and possibly elsewhere, and other local towns in the district. Because, you know something? He's the worst of the worst that you could possibly imagine. And,
Gwyneth, can I share something quickly? Vincent, I sent you a link to a YouTube video via email just a moment ago, and it's about a U.S. Navy SEAL named Clinton Emerson, who does about an hour and 24-minute presentation about being a SEAL. And right off the bat, one thing that is telling, this guy admits he's a sociopath. He gets off shooting people in the face, and because he's a SEAL, he's viewed as a hero as opposed to a murderer.
Yeah.
So you need to look at this, because this is telling. This is a guy who's admitting what his problem is. Stand by.
Mike has some dogs that he has in his farm.
Contending for position. But anyway, what this shows is that these sociopaths are among us. If they didn't join the police force and the military, they would ultimately be shot and killed by someone of better quality trying to eliminate the threats, or they would end up in a prison if the prisons were accountable. But as it is, they're being recruited and put into the service. They call these guys heroes, and I bet that fellow that attacked that woman, they would refer to him as a hero in some distorted fashion, because that's what they want put up against us. And I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I wanted to share this because what little time we have left, people need to grasp that you went into the courtroom and basically you were able to walk out without being incarcerated, as I understand it, because you told them you were not there to engage in commerce. Is that correct?
Well, yes. I actually have to still have another court appearance in February. Okay, but because I complained, you've got to understand, the police locally here are behaving exactly like a mafia cartel, okay? And Brad's at the top. Even though he's not the highest-ranking officer around here anymore because he did get demoted for bashing this woman, okay? He's got goods, I believe, on every other officer in the district, okay? And they do what he tells them to do. From my research into how things actually operate around here, with talking to people locally, okay, and not just one or two people, just generally researching my case, okay, and I've got nothing vexatious against Brad, I just want to point that out, or against any of the officers here, but I've got to research my own case. I've got to find out what is actually going on around here, okay, and that's what it is. I believe that he's got goods on every police officer within 50 kilometres in any direction, and that they do what they're told, or there's going to be consequences from Brad, and he is a mafia thug in a police uniform. Nothing more, nothing less. And he wants to be the Don. Okay? And like I said, it almost doesn't matter if he loses his badge or not. He's still going to be the local mafia Don. And he needs to really begin to face some criminal penalties for the criminal damage that he has done.
Can you talk about...
to my friend.
Gwyneth, you talk about having the goods... The same thing was true with J. Edgar Hoover. He had the goods on some of his government friends, friends in quotes, and he was able to get his way a lot. And he's considered to be a hero of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. He's the guy that made it into the enterprise, this vast spying enterprise that it is today. I don't know anyone who trusts the Federal Bureau of Investigation for anything. I don't.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Brad Hyatt, a year or two ago, actually did get rewards for interfering with the private property rights of a local motorcycle club around here. Okay? I would actually trust members of this motorcycle club more than I would trust the local so-called law enforcement. And so would most of the people who live around here. Because the members of the motorcycle club have been the best neighbours ever. They're absolutely no problems whatsoever. They go up and down the road on their motorcycle rallies, okay? They have a lot of fun. They play loud music, and that's the extent of what they do, as far as I'm aware, on their land, you know? They're basically, well, here we would call them bogans. I believe in the U.S. you would probably call them rednecks. But, yeah, that's similar culture. Motorcycles, girls, beer, having a good time and chilling out on the weekend. And that's what they do, as far as I know. You know? But you know something? Brad, about a year or two ago, went in and made a bunch of trouble for the motorcycle club and basically got decorated for the fact and put in charge of Wedderburn Station by the Victoria Police. And then he turned around and bashed my friend up.
There's a guy... Well, there's a guy in Missouri, the small city of Sparta, which is about three or four times, the whole city is about three or four times the size of our farm, so it's not a very big city. And this cop, his name is Andrew Spencer, tased one of my friends and one of our instructors. His name is Bob Estep, 68 years old at the time. And we caused a lot of attention to be drawn toward Sparta, Missouri. We showed up, about 25 of us showed up at one of their aldermen's meetings, and they wouldn't let us speak. And they searched all of us for weapons, and we didn't have any. We streamed it live on the internet. And what happened was, as a result of this, there was outrage. And then the chief of police resigns, probably under pressure. And who becomes the chief of police? Andrew Spencer, the guy who tased Bob Estep in his vehicle. Tased him in his vehicle. No call for it. And so what we're talking about is these guys get promoted. You do a lot of bad things to the village as a enforcer with a gun and get promoted. So it's not just in your neck of the woods in Australia. So here's the question I have for both of you. Gwyneth, we'll go with you first, then Mike. Have you ever had a gun pointed at you by a law enforcer?
No, but I've had a pack of Alsatians set on my boys and I. Actually, we were chased through the Eildon State Forest by, as I gather, members of the WA police. And they had aluminium pumps, they had jet skis, they had helicopters, and in fact they did have high-powered rifles and a pack of Alsatians.
When we come back break. Okay. We come back from this break. Mike, the question for you. Have you ever had a gun pointed at you by law enforcement?
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit had been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. Greens75.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Xtendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Xtendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Xtendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Xtendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
This is an article from NYMag.com, January 5th, 2017. Arkansas judge accused of trading sexual favors for freedom. Judge Tim Parker of Carroll County, Arkansas, resigned in a formal letter to the Arkansas governor after being accused of sexual misconduct by the State Judicial Discipline and Disability Commission. According to the commission, beginning in 2013, Parker, that would be former Judge Tim Parker, engaged in a pattern of personal relationships with many female litigants. This that included trading sexual favors for getting favorable bond conditions or releasing the women from jail without bail. The New York Times reports. So it's a problem throughout what has been referred to as the judicial system. Mike Parsons, my question for you, same as Gwyneth, have you ever had a gun pointed at you by a cop or a law enforcer?
Yeah, and first let me tell the listeners, if you haven't already, go to MikeParsons.org. It's my website. Now, you're going to see some changes. If you've seen it before, it was basically taken over by the hosting company, and they put their all these graphics are not mine. These, you know, statues and U.S. flags and stuff, that's what they put on there. That's not mine because I would never have that. It's offensive to me. But read the in brief section and then click on and read the narrative so you know what's going on. But the last time that they came out and raided the farm, yeah, there was about a dozen of them in uniform and a dozen out of uniform. And there was one guy hiding in the bushes that was a sniper with his sniper rifle. I understand it was pointed at me the whole time. That's why the officers had me walk about 50 feet ahead of them so that they were clear in case he decided to dispatch me there in my driveway as I walked from the gate a half a mile away up to the house. So To answer your question, yeah. And in the little bit of time that we have left, I just want to emphasize to people, this is a corporation posing as government. If you go to anticorruptionsociety.com, click on Lawfully Yours, it'll kind of give you an idea of what they're really doing, the racket they're running. And as I tried to explain a year ago on John's, when he was filling in, that because I told them I was not there to engage in commerce, I'm a live man, you're a corporation, we can't see each other or hear each other. Effectively, they dismissed the charges against me, but then they started it all over again. This is the procedure that they used, presumptions. You've got to respond to them, you have to tell them, but you got to stay out of their arena, too, because it's a rigged game. And then they arrested me and kidnapped me for 5.5 months and had one of their goons try to kill me at the order of the judge, and then only released me under an extortion bond of $85,000 so that I wouldn't die. My wife came up with the money to pay the bond to get me out. But they're trying to send me to prison now for 10 years. And your self-proclaimed constitutional attorneys out there like John Whitehead and Oath Keepers and all these other people, at the end of the day, they're on the payroll because they will not. How many people call into the show with tragedies? How many of those people have stepped up to help? Zero.
Okay, so let's tell it like it is. What has Sheriff Mack and his group done for you?
Zero. Oath Keepers, zero.
What has Gun Owners of America...
Zero.
Okay. What has Gun Owners of America done?
I used to have them on my radio talk show, when I had a radio talk show, and I've called them. They will not return the calls. They will not touch the case, even though it's a Second Amendment case, straight, plain, and simple, where they stole my wife's guns and accused me of possession when I'm in another state. I'm not even there. And they arrested me and brought me back to the farm, had her unlock the house, and I'm 100 yards away, and they said, oh, he's in the vicinity of a gun, so let's send him to jail, send him to prison for 10 years. Is this America or Nazi Germany?
Mike, let's be clear. Were you talking about Gun Owners of America not helping you?
No, zero. They're a big zero. No help, no response.
You called them?
I called, I emailed.
How about
for
NRA?
Months. No help.
How about NRA?
What do you think?
How about any of these organizations that proclaim to be helpful?
None. I called, I emailed, none. No help. It's part of the game. They have a living off of a continuation of this system.
We got to go. Mike Parsons, thanks so much. Gwyneth Isaacs, thanks so much. Class above all, honesty and integrity.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.